A worker's charter for tackling the coronavirus crisis. Employers are signaling that self-isolation and sickness could mean loss of pay. The Tories are responsible for vulnerabilities caused by decades of austerity. Governments in parts of Europe are beginning to stop gatherings with the stated aim of controlling the spread of the virus, but have started to use this against strikes and protests. The National Shop Stewards Network has produced a model motion of demands for trade unionists to put forward to defend working class interests, available at shopstewards.net. The socialist incorporates those points below as part of a workers' charter for tackling the coronavirus crisis. More demands may become necessary as the situation develops. Pick up future issues to read the latest. Public services emergency funding to provide resources to protect workers, patients, students, and service users in the NHS, education, transport and public services. The government must ensure that schools and health services are adequately funded to meet needs. This should include additional budgets in schools, to provide supply staff, to cover absence arising from the coronavirus, and to make sure that both staff and parents are fully compensated for any loss of earnings arising from the crisis. Education workload demands on staff must be reduced, and time made available to prioritize protecting the health and safety of staff and students. No to any removal of statutory class size limits as a response to managing teacher absences arising from novel coronavirus. Schools should not be treated as if they were just child-minding services. Increasing class sizes would damage education and heighten the risk of infection being spread further, as well as further increasing staff workload. Public health advice to education workers to hand wash regularly throughout the day will only be possible if time is provided within the school day for this to take place. Vaccines to be available for free. Nationalize the big pharmaceutical companies to guarantee research, production, and supply. Reverse privatization in the NHS, remove the privateers, and fund a massive increase in health spending. Pay and benefits no worker. To pay the price for controlling the spread of the virus. Any worker who is required not to attend work, or is unable to do so, because of childcare or transport closures, should receive full pay, and not be forced to take annual leave. This should include workers in receipt of in-work benefits such as universal credit, who should be paid their full benefits, and receive no sanction. Workers who follow health advice, to be absent from work, to avoid potential spread should be excluded from any attendance management procedures. All workers should be entitled to full pay from day one of isolation or sickness for as long as it is needed. Self-employed, agency, zero-hour contract and gig economy workers required to self-isolate to be granted emergency benefits by the department. For work and pensions, at full pay, for the equivalent of at least a full working week of 37.5 hours, or more if they usually work longer. Benefit claimants should be believed, excused signing on, and attending mandatory interviews, and have their benefit payment advanced. Claimants should not be penalized for not being able to leave their homes and not being able to undertake labor market activities, because of lack of access to transport, internet, postal services, and so on. No redundancies, layoffs, or loss of pay in manufacturing, logistics or service industries, because of supply issues. Stop abuses by the bosses. Any companies who claim they cannot comply with the necessary protections for workers must open their books to inspection by the workforce and trade unions. Small firms which genuinely cannot afford these measures, to be underwritten by the government. Big firms which refuse to comply to be nationalized, with compensation only for proven need, not for super rich bosses, to defend workers' jobs and incomes. Democratic trade union oversight over any government or private sector. Emergency measures taken to contain the virus, such as restrictions on public assemblies or strikes, or supermarket supply rationing for the trade union congress and the unions. The biggest voluntary national organization with over 6 million members across the country, to prepare to lead national coordinated strike action, to protect people should necessary measures not be taken.